Thanks, Peter. But not really. I think at this point it doesn't really mean much. You know, we got along. We know what our goal is, of course, Dallas. But you know, one day at a time, one step at a time.
What about the product? He's pretty big, man. He's gonna be able to, you know.
I hope so. You know, he looks the part. He's definitely. I know he's working hard, though. I know he's communicating with Campy, and you know, he's gonna come out there and work hard, just try and learn. He'll do everything he can to try and help us improve. We're all for it. You know, we think we got a great thing going, but he only adds, so it makes it better.
Your head coach here always is big on internal improvement, guys stepping up. What does this time of year allow guys to do in that area?
I think this time, off season, really, it lets guys work on the individual things they want to get better on, improve on, whether it be weight, conditioning, certain skill sets, whatever you need to improve on from last year potentially or get better at. And that's what guys have done. You look at a lot of guys on the team have improved on a lot of different things. And if they want to be more well-rounded in this game, you have to do that each year. You got to get better. The game progresses, and each year you got to work on certain things and improve. That's just how it goes. So I think guys are doing that. Each person's hungry on the squad, you know, just because we got to see what we can do and what the possibilities are.
Has the culture been created that this is a good time, this is a beneficial time, it's not drudgery for you guys, or is it hard to fight?
Oh, it's one of them. Absolutely. It can be. I think sometimes guys maybe might take it as that, but the way I figure, if you're going to be here, you might as well take advantage of it and make the most of it, and that's getting better. Don't waste your time, because the game's going to go no matter what, so you might as well take advantage of each day you got.
With the new crop of rookies, do you pick on them at all?
Not really. We don't do that on this team. You know, my guys might, position-wise, might here and there get a little picked on, but no, I'm all. At this point, I know their head's swimming. You know, they got a lot of stuff coming at them. So, if anything, if I can make it easier for them, I'll just try and do that. We're talking with the guys, but yeah, we might, you know, mess with them here and there and call them rook and maybe carry helmets, but for the most part, we kind of look out for them.
A veteran like you, what is that reaction on draft day when they take someone that plays your position? Is it kind of does it motivate you a little bit more, or what are your feelings on that?
It doesn't really motivate me a little bit more. He can contribute. I'm all for that. I think he'll help. You know, competition in general for a backfield is important. And that's the nature of the game. I'd be surprised if they went 3 years without drafting a back. Maybe I'd say they need to do something.